Okay, Lamed Vav on the base after the Mishnah. Beis Daf Lamed Zayin. There's a lot to say. Again, there's more on Aben Aleph before the Mishnah. But let's start. Lamed Vav on the base. Yesterday, Menachem read with you the Mishnah regarding the three different categories of Isuri Derabanan on Yantif. The first ones that are called Mishum Shvus. They're all Asumi Derabanan. But they're called Shvus, Rishus, and Mitzvah. Shvus are those that are purely Asumi Derabanan. There is no counter pressure of Mitzvah or potential Mitzvah. And that's why those are, you can't go up in the tree, you can't ride the animal, you can't swim in the water. All those are Asumi Derabanan, or clapping, or dancing. Category two, Elohim Mishum Rishus. These are not totally... not mitzvah oriented, but they're not as obligatory as others. Rashi on Amud Beis here and on Amud Aleph has a few beautiful shonos about what's rishus. Rashi says, do they have a lachluchis mitzvah? Do they have a ksas mitzvah? A few shonos in Rashi talk about what does rishus mean. So that's the second category. That's you're not allowed to judge or kedushin or yibum or chalitza. And the third category was Mishum Mitzvah, items that the Mishnah categorizes as total mitzvos, that also you're not allowed to do on Yantif, because it's also Midrabanan, which the Gemara will talk about each of these, and that's Hakadasha, or to be Marich, to give the value of somebody to the base of Migdash, to be Machrim, or to take off Shumas and Maestros. And all those are also on Yantif, and Kavachomer on Shabbos. So now says the Gemara. We're going to talk about each of the Drabanans. Lo Olin Be'ilon... by the way, the Rabbi Yosef Engel here discusses, quotes a bunch of Tosefta's from different contexts. He says, what happens if you did any of these on Yontif? He says, are they all chal? Do the Rabbanan have the power to say, let's say you try to be mocked or something on Yontif? Do the Rabbanan, can they say, the Hakdasha doesn't work? Or you try to get married on Yontif? Or you do any of these items? He has fascinating makoros about, maybe the Rabbanan even have the koach in certain areas to say, it's yavlo mahani, like we see on a daraisa level, by certain halachos, if one tries to be, you know, makadish their sister, it doesn't work. There's no kedushin there, maybe even on a Rabbanan level. Even though sometimes we find daraisas that do work. For example, a kohen marrying a grusha. It's an usur, but it works. Somebody there, he discusses here, would it work in all these cases? Okay, so lo olin be'ilon, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to climb a tree. And we know this doesn't only mean climbing a tree. This means any usage of a tree was asur midrabanan. Why did the Chazal do that? Gezeira shevi yitlosh. Why? Because maybe one might come to grab off a branch. And this doesn't mean by accident. Rabbanan aren't going to make zeiris because you might come to break something off, misasek. It's because you might, bekavana, forget a Shabbos, you're on a tree, you're using a tree, you might, bekavana, try to rip off a branch, and that would be the Isur Daraisa of Kotzer. Also, one is not allowed to ride an animal. And again, this doesn't only mean ride an animal. Any hishtamshus with a behema. We've discussed in the past that animals are muksa on Shabbos because of this Isur Darabanan. One is not allowed to ride a behema. Gzeira shem yeisei chus l'tchum. Gzeira, one might ride the animal, and because I'm not walking, I'm on the animal, sometimes I don't realize how far I'm going, I might go outside the tchum. And when I'm walking, I'm more focused how much I'm going. But when I'm riding, sometimes you're driving. So you don't always realize, you know, you're not watching the speedometer at every second, so you just go. So too here, I might go michus l'tchum, and that's why I'm not allowed to ride an animal on Yantif. Ask the Gemara, shma minat tchum in daraisa. The fact that we would make a gzeira to going out of the tchum, does that prove that the going out of the tchum is an issa daraisa? Because after all, if it's only drabanan to go outside of the tchum, that would be a gzeira of a drabanan, a gzeira l'gzeira. And therefore, we wouldn't make such a gzeira. So is this to prove to me, the fact that the reason that we make the gzeira is because you might go outside the tchum, is that to teach me tchumin are daraisa? So the Gemara says, you're right, we don't want to take a stand on that issue. Or, you might read this Gemara, you're right, it's all Drabanan. Elegzeira Shemiyachtop Samora. So here too, also, you're not allowed to ride an animal because a similar Xeira as the one before, you might rip off a branch in order to lead the animal with. And that is why it's Asumi Drabanan.
Is an Ishtamshus with an animal like a dog or a cat that you can't ride?
Is a Ishtamshus with an animal with a dog or a cat that you can't ride? So that was included in the Xeira. Once Chazal made the Gzeira on his Tamshas but Behema, they were low plug. They didn't make any differentiations between different types of animals, unless it's an animal that is, actually, no, it doesn't apply. The animals that are yours still are not muksa, there you're allowed to feed them.
You're not allowed to play with them.
You're not allowed to play with them, right? I can't pet a dog on Shabbos or Yantos. But why can't you set it aside? Because there's no special Gzeira against using rocks. Right, so therefore, you can set it aside to set those rocks aside. You go for use of the bathroom. Animals, there's special gzeira against. It's like Muksubach was Isser Midrabanan. So that's why against that Rashi that we had a couple of days ago, many other Rishonim hold there is a concept of Muksubach was Isser, even by Nisad Rabanan. So that's why it would be Usser anyway. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara, again, originally said, maybe is there an Isser because you might go outside the Tchum? No, because that would take a stand. That would be Tchum and Darai. So the answer is really the real reason is Shemesh Yachtuk Zmora. So the Rashba here, and again, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashba here says, this Gemara proves that there is no Tchum that is Daraisa, even the Yud Beis Mil. We know there are two levels of Tchum discussed in Maseches Eruvin. That is, number one, it's the 2,000 Amos, the 1 mil, that I'm not allowed to walk outside of my Rishus, which we're going to talk about Bez Hashem later today, and from the next Mishnah. If I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'm not surrounded by a city, I'm allowed to walk 2,000 Amos in every direction, and 2,000 Amos radius in every direction. That's my Tchum Shabbos. And my objects also are subject to that as well. If I'm in a city, then my Tchum Shabbos starts outside the city, 2,000 Amos. But then there's another Tchum, and that's Yud Beis Mil, that is 24,000 Amos out. That's Yud Beis Mil. So that is another level of Tchum. So many Rishonim, the Rashba here, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and other Rishonim hold, that all of that is Durabanan. There is no Tchum in his Daraisa. And the Rashba in our Gemara says, Mikan Muchach, our Gemara proved that it's Durabanan. Because what the Gemara could have answered, what the Gemara say? What's the reason you can't ride an animal on Shabbos and Yontif? Because you might go out of the mill. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You're telling me that's Daraisa? Because or else it would be Xeris. The Gemara goes on to another reason. Why couldn't the Gemara have answered, you're right, the smaller Tchum is Durabanan, but the Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa? The Gemara could have answered that. The fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, it must mean that everything is Durabanan. That's what the Rashba here says, quoting also Abal Amar in Maseches Eruvin, Alolam Tchum and Lav Daraisa Klal, Afil Shayud Beis Mil, Kimachana Yisrael. And even though you can be Doche this Raya, says the Rashba, I have other Rayas. That's what he says. So who is this against? This is against the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif clearly state that only the 2,000 Amos is Drabanan, but 24,000 Amos, the Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rambam, that is Daraisa Lekulei Alma. So therefore, the question is, how would the Rambam read this Gemara? According to the Rambam, why does this Gemara say that, isn't this a Raya that is Daraisa? So we reject it. Why wouldn't the Rambam, how else would the Rambam read it? So there might be two ways to read it. Number one, the Meiri suggests. The Rambam would say, the Rabbanan aren't going to make a Xera that you can walk out of your 24,000 Amos. How many people are walking out there? So most of the Lo Shchicha. So even if you want to say the regular Tchum is possible, you might, you know, want to prevent walking out. But even if it is Daraisa, we're not worried about all the way out. Or others suggest, a big Kiddush, and that is maybe the Rambam only holds Yud Beis Mil Daraisa on Shabbos and not on Yontif. And the context that we're talking about here is on Yontif, so maybe in Achinami, on Shabbos, that would be a good reason, but on Yontif, maybe there's a different, maybe even the Rambam would agree that Tchumen is Durabanan, even Yud Beis Mil is Durabanan on Yontif. Okay, but this is one of the Gemaras, there are four or five Gemaras that the Rishonim discuss, what proves whether it's Tchumen Daraisa, Tchumen Durabanan. This is Kipshuta, one of the Rayas that Tchumen is Durabanan. Kamash Malan, we just mentioned two ways that the Rambam could read it, even if you hold Daraisa. Right. I'm saying that's like the first answer. That's like the first answer. Like the Miri says that, you know, people aren't gonna know, people aren't gonna go near there. It's too far out. Okay, let's continue. Five lines for the bottom. Again, we're talking about every gzeira in the Mishnah. One is not allowed to swim in the water on Yantif. Gzeira shemiyase chavish al shayatin. Well, gzeira, I might make a raft. I might put together a bunch of pieces of wood and violate a couple of malachas. I don't know, kosher, tikkun. Other malachas, so that's why one's not allowed to go swimming on Yantif. The Mishnah said also, this is still category one. The ones that were called pure shvus in the Mishnah, not allowed to clap or dance or clap on my leg. So gzeira should be sakin kleshia. We discussed this earlier in the Flamid. All of these are gzeira. One might come to fix a musical instrument. Remember those Makaros? We mentioned Tosfos there, which has Bizman Azad, this doesn't apply anymore, and the Ramah who quotes the Tosfos, and all the Poskim who wonder how Tosfos slash Ramah could say this. What about Dover Shiva Minyan, Sarachman Yachal Atiro? Right, Tosfos doesn't say this by all the other Xeris in the other, even though some of the reasons also, anybody's going to build a raft today. So should that apply? Like Menachem said, nobody's going to ride a dog. You know, so that reason doesn't apply anymore, so still, but that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Three lines from the bottom. The Elohim Misha Mishus. Lo danin. So now we're in the second category of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says there are items called reshus that's the counter pressure. They're also midrabanan, even though they're reshus, which Rashi says has a lachluchis and ksas mitzvah. What are those? So there are four. Can't judge, or be mekadesh kedushin and chalitza and yibum. So we'll deal with each one. Ask the Gemara first on lo danin v'ha mitzvah kavid. It's a mitzvah to be a dayan. Mitzvah to be a dayan. Go tell people who study for 25 years to be a dayan after they're not doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be a dayan. Mitzvah kavid, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin kilu shuta for my sabreishis. So isn't it a mitzvah? So what's the question? So it's Machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam here. What exactly is the Gemara's question? Rashi says this is a category question. But a mitzvah kavid, and therefore this should be in category 3, not in category 2. Yes, it's Asur on Yantif, but it's a category question. Why does the Mishnah put this in category 2? It should be in category 3. Rabbeinu Tam, in our Tosfos here, goes one step further. He says, no, the Gemara's really asking, it's a mitzvah, therefore it should be mutter on Yantif. Not just that it's also Midr Abana, but it's a really strong mitzvah, Shemi Mutar on Yantif. So it's a halachic question. So Machlokas Rashi Abedu Tam had to read this out of Gemara. Categorical question or halachic question? Either way, the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha Di'ika Da'adif Mine. No, there's no mitzvah. Why? Because there's a greater judge than you in the area. And there's a greater judge, then it's not really a mitzvah upon you. You know, he has to judge. He's the Mar D'Asra. And therefore, because there's a greater judge, there is no more mitzvah. This relates to, how do you look at, we had discussions, Tublan and Maseches Erevin, about the concept of paskening b'makam rabcha. Paskening a psak in the place of your Rebbe. We mentioned different ideas, what the nature of that iser is. Is that just a din of kavod rav? Is it a din of kavod amesoras? This relates to the fact that it's not a mitzvah. Once your Rebbe's there, you're mufka. Your mufka, it's not being called a mitzvah. So that's might be taking a stand on that issue. Next, would that apply even during the week in a chinami? Right, all of these categories, I think, apply during the week. Right, this isser might apply during the week also. Right, the question is, why is it put here? Right, so we'll get to that. Last line. V'lo mekadshin, ask the Gemara, v'ha mitzvah ka'avid. You can't be mekadish and isha. Right, we know there are two stages of a Jewish marriage, right? Not like it is sometimes translated as engagement and marriage. We know Jewish marriage has two steps, Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin is clearly stated, the first mission of Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar Ubiya, three ways to be Mekadish and Isha, and Nisuin, that's unclear. Maybe it's Chuppah, maybe it's Yichud Roy Labiya, maybe it's Badekin, maybe it's all different, maybe it's the canopy. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah says, one is not allowed to do Kiddushin on Yantif. I have a mitzvah kavid, but you're doing a mitzvah. So this line seems to be taking a stand on a major machlokas rishonim. Right? There's a well-known machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Rush, whether kiddushin itself is a mitzvah d'oraisa, one of the 613. Everybody agrees puravu is a mitzvah, having the children. The question is, what about kiddushin? Is that a mitzvah itself? So the Rambam says in many places the kiddushin is a mitzvah. He writes in the title Tel Chazishus, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. It's a mitzvah to marry a woman. Biksuba Vikidushin. Before the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Velikuchin Elu Mitzvah Sasheshal Torahim, Ubecham Ishosha Dvarim Isha Niknes, Bekasef, Shtar, Bia, and he brings a chorus for each one. Then at the end of Perachav Gimel, the Rambam says, Kol Makadish Isha, Tzarech Levarech, Kodem Kiddushin, Birchas Erisim, Mitzivon Al Arayos, Vaslam Zarusos, that whole bracha, says the Rambam, is made before Kiddushin, Kiderach Shemavarech, and Kodem Kol Mitzvahs. Just like you make a bracha before every mitzvah. That's the Shita Rambam. And the Rambam says, if you didn't make the bracha before Kiddushin, you blow it. You don't make a bracha afterwards. Why? Mashanasa Kvarnasa. Right? It's the Rambam Shitaso that you're not allowed to make a bracha la'achar asiyasan. Right? This is the Rambam Shita. In a few places, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And the Birchas Kiddushin is a Birchas a mitzvah. That is the Rambam. The Rush in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis, Aleph Yud Beis, argues. He says, the biggest raya that it's not a mitzvah is the bracha. The Tzivan al Arayos, that doesn't sound like a bracha, a mitzvah. What should be the mitzvah? What should be the bracha? Asher k'dushan mitzvot of Tzivan al-Kadish ha-Isha. We make it such a beautiful, unusual bracha. Harayah says the Rash, that getting married is not a mitzvah. Getting married, it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechsher for puravu. But really, it itself is not a mitzvah. That's the shita of the Rash. What about the bracha? It's a shavach v'hodah. That's why, says the Rush, the Chasim, the Masad HaKadusha can say it. Anybody can say the Shevach Vodah. According to the Rambam, really, the Masad HaKadusha is being the Shliach of the Chasim. Okay, fine. Or of the Kala, maybe. But either way, it says the Rush is clear that this bracha, v'nir aliki bracha zu, ain't a bracha l'siyas ha-mitzvah. Kipir yivariv yahinu kiyim ha-mitzvah. Etc. Then he talks about bracha zu, niskan alo say Shevach la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, asher k'dishanu b'mitzvosev, v'vilanu min ha-amim. etc. Right? So that is a famous, well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, with a lot of nafkaminas to explain the machlokas. There is another shita of the Ritva that in Ksubis, which has a middle shita. It is a mitzvah, but it's not a birchas mitzvah. For some reason, it discusses there why this mitzvah wouldn't get a birchas mitzvah. But that is known as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. So this first line of the Gemara seems to be taking a stand. The ha-mitzvah ka'avid. What do you mean? You're doing a mitzvah. How could you put this, let's take Rashi's approach to the Gemara, how could you put this in the category of Rishus? So who does this seem to be like, this line? Rambam. Rambam. The mitzvah ka'avid. How does the Rush read this line of the Gemara? The Rush would tell you, wait a minute, read the next line. So answers the Gemara, t'lo tzricha, d'isle isha ubanim. Says the Gemara, no, you're right. You know why it's not called a mitzvah? Because he already has kids. He already has kids. So now, the pendulum has swung. Now, the Rambam seems to be difficult. Because according to this, what is the Gemara saying? There's a connection between having children and not having children and the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Gemara seems to say that once a person has children, then there's no more mitzvah of Kiddushin. So the Rush would say, that's exactly my point. It's just the Hechsher. What did the Gemara mean previously? It means Hechsher mitzvah. But mitzvah ka'avid, Hechsher mitzvah ka'avid. The Gemara answers, Islay Isha Ubanim. So that more sounds like the Rush. The problem is, how would the Rambam read this Gemara? How would the Rambam read this Gemara? Right? It says, it's the issue of banim, therefore there's no more mitzvah. So I once heard from Rav Rosenzweig that maybe the way that the Rambam read this Gemara is that when the Gemara says, you have kids, there's no more mitzvah, it doesn't mean that there's no more mitzvah. The context of this Gemara is talking about getting married on Yontif. So maybe what the Gemara is just telling me is that if one already has children, there's not that much pressure to get married today. There's not much pressure to get married today. So that's what it means. It's not in the category of mitzvah because it's a reshus to get married today. Get married tomorrow. What are you going crazy for? Get married today. Get married tomorrow. Yeshlecha isha ubanim. According to the Rush, if you wouldn't have the kids, then there's pressure. You've got to do it as soon as you can. It's a mitzvah habal liyadcha. And that's why that would be called a mitzvah. But maybe all the Gemara means by saying ishla ishu banim is that there's no counter pressure of getting married dafka today. And that's why the Mishnah would call it a reshus, even though inherently it is a mitzvah. That is how the Rambam would read the Gemara. There is an interesting Rashi on top. What does it mean, ishla ishu banim? So Rashi quotes, right, two boys according to Beis Shammai and a male and a female according to Beis Hillel. V'subo mifkid kulei hai. Then Rashi says once one has the minimum amount of children, a boy and a girl, according to what we paskin, then there's not so much of a mitzvah. Not that there is no mitzvah, there's not so much. As it says in Yevamis, umihak sas mitzvah ika. Again, another language of Rashi in these two dafim. Lachluchis mitzvah, ksas mitzvah, because he quotes the pasuk in Koheles, Baboker zera zarecho, la'erev al tarach yedecha. Right? The mitzvah derabanan to populate the world. There's a mitzvah deoraisa to have a boy and a girl, peru revu, and then there's a mitzvah derabanan called la'erev that we should try to populate the world to the best of our abilities. Okay, so that islo isha banim. So halacha lamaisa, being Makadish on Shabbos or Yontif, so generally we try not to do it. B'shas adchak, but even though from this Gemara it sounds like Ein lo Yishu Banim, it might be a mitzvah, it might be another category, but do we allow Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yontif? Generally not. We assume it might be a Kinyan also, but there is a Rabbeinu Tam here quoted in the Rush that says B'shas adchak mamish, maybe we would allow it. And the Ramah in the Tshuva, the Shem Sarim Balacha quotes this Ramah, used this once halacha lamaisa. There was a case where there was an orphan who was getting married, and many of their neighbors promised her a big dowry, and then it was Friday after, it was like in the middle of the week, and then they reneged on it, so the chassan didn't want to marry her, and this whole sikhsuk going on, and finally the Ramah collected all of the funds, and he finally got it all ready. It was mamash Friday afternoon, an hour before Shabbos, and everyone's like, what's going to be now? And the Ramah married them on Shabbos. Married them on Shabbat. They said, how could you do this? Loma Kachin. They're under the Mishnah too. Right? So the Ramah says, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shasat Chak. I thought if we wait till tomorrow night, all of my donors are just going to forget about it. This girl's never going to get married. This poor orphan. Therefore, the Ramah used this Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Ran here that maybe, Bidiyevit, Shasat Chak, we would allow Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yantif. Or at least Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, let's continue now. Lo choltsin v'lo miyamin. So the next part of the Mishnah, yeah.
Is there a pasuk about
the samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha? So first of all, that right. That's not by Shah, that's by Yontif. But first of all, that's only by Nisuin. We assume Nisuin has an aspect of Simcha. Kiddushin is more of a Kinyan. Does Nisuin also have a Kinyan aspect? That's a separate question. But we assume v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha ein ma'arvin Simcha b'simcha. Those two reasons apply on Yom Tov and on Shabbat. That, maybe Menachem mentioned that yesterday on the Mishnah. Right? On the Mishnah, the Turi Avin asks, these even also on Chol HaMoed. So the Turi Avin gives two answers. Either it's the first night of Yom Tov, because then there's no mitzvah simcha yet, or it's Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's no full mitzvah of simcha. So he comes up with cases that it might work at. Okay, second line. I started right after the Mishnah, so I'm allowed, even though I've used time, I'm allowed to be where I am. V'ha mitzvah kavid says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Chalitza and Yibum are in the category of Rishus? Those are mitzvos. Chalitza, they're not, again, not mitzvos that we yearn to do, but they're mitzvos. So why are they in the category of Rishus? Lo tzricha di'ika gadol. No, it's talking about a case where there is a gadol, where there is an older brother. U'mitzvah ba'gadol yabem. And there's a mitzvah for the older brother to do Yibum. And the Mishnah is talking about a case of a younger brother. So for a younger brother to do Yibum, when there is an older brother, it is not categorized as a mitzvah. Amazing, the Gemara there in Yuvamas, you see on the side, Yuvamas Chav Dalet, the Gemara there says, there's a rule throughout the Torah. Ein ha-mikra yose midei pshuto. There is never a time when the pasuk goes against its pshat. Sometimes we have additional levels of interpretation. But ein ha-mikra yose midei pshuto, says the Gemara, except for one case in the entire Torah. There's one case, trivia question. What's the one case of ein ha-mikra yose midei pshuto? Right here. Because the pasuk says in Parshas Kisese, v'hoya ha-bachor asher teled, yokim al-shem achiv ha-meis, the bachor that's born will take the place of the father who died. So the Gemara says, really, Bechor there means the oldest brother should do Yibam. So the Gemara says, this is the only exception. So, Eina Mikriyotim Dei Pshuto. So, the idea quoted here, that when there's a Gadol Yabim, so that's where we say, that's why it's not called a mitzvah. Eas Toshidim Ukubat says, what about Chalitza? There's no mitzvah but Gadol L'chalitz. Right? And Chalitza is also, so the Shita says, you're right, the question's not on the Chalitza line. It's only on the Yibam line. Therefore, that's the answer. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that maybe there's, no, let's say there's a case where Yibam is possible. So then Chalitza is not a mitzvah. Right? Because if you have a choice of Yibam Chalitza, the Mishnah says, Yibam kodem l'chalitza. Bisman hazeh, we don't do Yibam. Bisman hazeh, we don't have the proper kavanah, so we don't do Yibam. We wait 91 days, and then we always do Chalitza. Halacha l'maaseh, rachman al-islan. If it comes up, tragic situation, so we do Chalitza. We don't do Yibam bisman hazeh. But in theory, bisman, the Mishnah in Bechoris tells us that Yibam kodem l'chalitza. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's why Chalitza would not be called a mitzvah, because it's a case where there is a way that one can do Yibam. V'kulu time am I, and why is... What is the reason for all of these halachos? Why you can't get married, and you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza, you can't do any of these? Says the Gemara, gzeir Hashem yichtov. In all these cases, because you might come to write. You might come to write, you might come to write a shtar kiddushin, you might come to write a shtar chalitza, you might come to write in all these cases, so that's why all of these are asur midrabanan. Okay, Isrik Tosas Rid, on this line of the Gemara, Tosas Rid says that, what about nisuin? We mentioned the issue of Simcha, but what about Nisuin? Are we worried that you're going to write by Nisuin? Because you already know the girl. You already did Kiddushin. So there's already a Chiba there, so you're not going to write anything. You only write things when you're starting a transaction or you're starting something new. But Nisuin, maybe you already have Kiruv Daita. So he has a suffix about that. But again, Nisuin might be also for other reasons. If Nisuin has Kinyan aspects, if Nisuin has the Simcha aspects, that's the Tosfos Ri's discussion. The Elohim Yishe Mitzvah, the last category of the Mishnah said that the following are Aser Midrabanan on Shabbos and Yontif, even though they are mitzvos. They're still Aser. Lo Makdishin, one is not allowed to give to the Beis HaMikdash, be Makdish. Velo Ma'arichin, I'm not allowed to give somebody's value to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And Parshas V'Chukosai describes how I'm not allowed to go over to somebody. Every one of us has a value. An objective value. So I go to somebody and I give your value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Erechin. V'lo ma'arichin, v'lo machrimin. And I can't be machrim, just give a certain something designated to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't do any of those on Shabbos or Yontif. Why? Says the Gemara, gzeira mishemekachu memkar. A gzeira for doing business. Gzeira doing business, right? If you, right, you're being machdash, you're being ma'arich, all of those are like business, and that is usher on Shabbos or Yontif. Why is business usher on Shabbos and Yontif? So that is, again, these two much talked about, I think we've seen these before, too much talked about Deos and Rashi. Rashi has two Deos. What is the Isser of doing business on Shabbos and Yontif? So first Rashi says, maybe it's based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Aser min ha-mikra, dechsiv mimso chefzecha v'dabar davar. Right? It's not Shabbos dik. It's not Yontif dik. To be involved in business on Shabbos and Yontif, number one. Number two, says Rashi, maybe it's part of the gzeira of Shema Yichtov. Whenever you're doing transactions, you're going to write. So therefore, gzeira Shema Yichtov, included in that is business. These are the 2 days in Rashi. 2 points, yeah.
So how come people were allowed to go to the stores and get themselves...
So if you remember, yes, people were allowed to go to stores, but they always had to do it in an unusual way. Remember, it's also be drabanan. It's only rabbinic. So once it's rabbinic, the Chazal could say, if you do it in this way, it's okay. If something is usher from the Torah, then you're stuck. You can't do anything. But the whole thing is usher be drabanan. So Chazal said, you know what? If you do it in this way, you don't mention a price, right? You do it. You do it in this way. That you don't schlep everything back. So in that way, you'll remember it Shabbos, and it'll be a difference. It won't violate regular business activities, and also you won't come to right. That's why Dafka they made these unusual practices when you do that. Oh, so we're going to get to that. What about just the fact that it changes ownership? Kinyan. So you're right. Per se, kinyanim, chazal, asur kinyanim. But in these kinds of ways, you know, maybe we can be makeup. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Here? Nothing. Just 2 points on this. There is a Chasam Sofer who says that the whole idea of saying that doing business on Shabbos Yandav is also midrabanan, that's only if one does it ba'akroi. One does it once in a while. But if one mamish has their store open on Shabbos and Yontif, business as usual, he just does it right. Right, does it right. But okay, you come in, regular business, that's an Isidar Isis, says the Chasam Sofer. That's a violation of Shabbason, what the Ramban writes on the Allah Torah, that your Shabbos has to be different than, and your Yontif has to be different than weekday. And just because you think you're not doing a malacha, you're still violating a daraisa, says the Chasam Sofer. So if it's done bekfius, that is an Isidar daraisa. There is a number of nafgamina that are spoken about by this Rashi. We'll just mention one, and then we'll go further. And that is the suffix of the Reb Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger has a suffix which comes up very halacha l'maisa. It says here you can't do business on Shabbos and Yontif. What happens if I do the maisa business before Shabbos and Yontif, and the effect, the chalos, will happen on Shabbos or Yontif? For example, let's say Chabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So what are you going to do? A whole difficulty with Shalosh Shudis. Forget Shalosh Shudis. How does the Rav sell you chametz? Right? So what is he going to do? How does he sell you chametz? Well, he doesn't meet the guy on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. So he's going to meet him on Friday. So is the Rav allowed to do the Maisa Kinyan on Friday and tell the guy, well, it's going to, my Baal Batim want to eat chametz tonight. They want to eat their challah tonight and tomorrow morning early. So that the chalos, the effect is going to kick in the next morning. Or, you know, this relates to, let's say somebody puts a bid on eBay on Friday, and you know the deadline's on Shabbos morning. So is that called a Maisa Kinyan beforehand, and a Chalos Kinyan, or other stock kind of things, that where you have a Chalos Kinyan? So right here, Rav Kiva Eger does not mention eBay. That's what I want to mention. But either way, this is a major discussion. Could you do a Maisa Kinyan before Yantif and a Chalos Kinyan on Yantif? That is a big discussion in Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger discussed it in Kufnun Tes. He discusses here, what would you say? He says, maybe you'll say mutter, maybe you'll say aser. It goes back and forth. But some achronim say, maybe it's based on our two Rashis, 2 days in Rashi. If you say, the Rashi of Mimso Chetzcha V'Dabar Davar, you shouldn't have business-related activities on Shabbos and Yontif. So then there's, why do you need, even chalos should be aser, right? It's still business. It's still like Alex said, the transaction is still happening. So therefore, it should be aser. But if the Xeir is Gerish and Yichtov, if it's based on that, you're not going to write just because of the chalos. You did the Meiser beforehand. So there's no Xerish HaMiyachtov, and therefore it would be mutter. So some suggest it's those two deos are important for this suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, but again, it comes up very halacha l'maisa. You know, the opposite case we have, right? You go to somebody's house on Shabbos and you say, here's a bottle of wine and don't be koneit, you give the bar mitzvah boy. Don't be koneit until after Shabbos. Why? Because we're trying to prevent the chalos akeni. We did the maisa, but we're trying to say like nothing happened. I gave you something, but nothing happened. This is the previous case, right? You do the maisa before Shabbos and you want the chalos dafka to happen on Shabbos in Yontif. So that is the question that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. Okay, there's more to discuss about that, but we'll continue. Velo magbi in Trumus u'Maisris, says the Mishnah also, one is not allowed to take off Trumus u'Maisris on Shabbos and Yontif. Ask the Gemara Pshita, isn't this obvious? What's the question Pshita? It's Xerer d'Rabbanan. So it is an obvious, some say this means, it's obvious that this is a tikkun, you're fixing. You can't eat your food beforehand, and now you can. Others say it's obvious because we already had this in an earlier Mishnah. Remember earlier, Daf Yudbeis and Mabeis, we spoke about Trumas and Maisros there. So maybe it's obvious we already have it. So Tani Rav Yosef, Lo Nitzurcha, Elo Litzna, Lekoin, Bo Bayom. Now the Chiddush is, even if you're going to bring it over to the Kohen that day, so it doesn't really look like you're fixing something for yourself, it just looks like you're taking something over to the Kohen. And therefore it looks like you're just like, you know, being nice, Simchas Yantif. Even there, it's Aser Midraban. This only applies by fruits that were tavul from yesterday, meaning you could have taken the Truma Maaser off yesterday, but you didn't. So that's where it's also Midra Rabbanim. Avol Peiri Detfili HaIdna, but in a case where it only became Tevel today, Kagom, like we've said, Isa Lafrushi Minichala, a woman is allowed to knead dough on Shabbos and Yontif, so let's say she needed the dough today. So the Chiv HaVarshas Chal only kicked it today. So in that case, Mafrisha Mevina LaKohen, so that would be allowed. Chachamim did not make their Gzeira in that case because of Simchas Yontif, Heter Ochel Nefesh, and therefore, in that case, you would be able to give it to the Kohen and be Mafrish that day. Period. So that is all the discussion of the three categories of the Mishnah, Shvus, Rishus, and Mitzvah. So now ask the Gemara. Again, a question that we've answered already, but now the Gemara explicates it. Vahani Mishim Rishus, Ika Mishim Shvus, Leka. The first categories are only Rishus, but they're not Shvus. What is Shvus? Shvus means Asumi Drabanan. What does it mean that they're Rishus? Aren't those Asumi Drabanan? Vahani Mishim Mitzvah, Ika Mishim Shvus, Leka. And aren't the third category, well, those are Mitzvos? But aren't those Asumi Drabanan? Those are Shvus. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, you're right. Lo mi ba'i kamar. No, the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. Lo mi ba'i shvus gredas ada aser. Not only actions that are purely voluntary, purely they aren't doing any mitzvah. Not only those are aser on Shabbos and Yontif. Ela afilu shvus rishus nami aser. But even actions which have some connection to a mitzvah, like kiddushin, like din, all those are also aser. And also the final thing, the Mishnah says, "Lo mi ba'i shvus rishus da aser, ela afilu shvus de mitzvah nami aser." Meaning the Mishnah is just going on to tell you an added chiddush in every category. Period. Next, call Elo B'Yantif Amru. The Mishnah ends off by saying that all of these are aser on Shabbos and Yantif, meaning there's nothing more chomer on Shabbos than there is on Yantif. Right? That's where the Mishnah ends off. So we say one second, V'raminhu. I'll ask you a contradiction from the first Mishnah in our Perek. Go back a few blot. Mashilin derech haruba v'yantiv avolo b'Shabbos. The first Mishnah in our Perek discussed that one's allowed to push some fruit that one has drawing on the roof through the skylight. You're allowed to push it down on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's too much of a tircha. So how could our Mishnah say that all the Xeris are the same on Shabbos and Yantif? The first Mishnah said that there are differences. We're more chomer by Shabbos than on Yantif. So the Gemara answers, you're right, it's a machlokas tanaim, really. Amar Rav Yosef Lokasha, Hara Balazar Rabbi Yeshua. It's really machlokas Rabbi Balazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, is a Tosefta, Osef Esmenoshen Oflu Labar. Somebody has two animals that fell into a pit on Yantif. Fell into a pit. A mother and the child animal. So I know that there's something called Osov Esbeno. There's an Isser de Oraisa to Shecht, a mother and child animal, on the same day. Losishchatu b'yom echad. So I have these two animals in the pit. So I really can only Shecht one today. So, but I want to get both of them out because it's pretty dangerous down there. I don't know what's going to happen to the animal. The animal might die down there. You know, a little difficult for me to get some food down there. So what do? They're both in the pit. Am I allowed to both take them out? If I take the first one out, the other one becomes Aser. Tiltel Shalol Lissarech. So, Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer Ma'alas Harishonam Nasal Shochto. Rabbi Elazar says, you know what? You're allowed to bring the first one up with Kavana, I'm going to shecht this animal, and Vishochto and shecht it. Vahasheni Ozlo Parnasu Bimkomo Kadeshlo Thomas. Rabbi Elazar says, you're stuck. You can't bring up the second animal. You can send food down there. You know, do your best to keep it alive. But even though there's a chash of a hefsid mamon, Rabbi Elazar says that on Yontif, you're not allowed to bring it up. Rabbi Yeshua says, you could do a type of ha'arama. You can bring the first one up, and not shecht it. You could say, you know what? I decided I want the other one. And then you can bring up the second one. Again, a ha'arama, which is halachically valid, which the Chazal would allow, but Makam Hefsid here. Instead of having to lose your animal. And once you have them both up, then you're allowed to shecht either one. So the Gemara says, what do you see from here? It's a machlokas tanoim on Yontif, whether this Gzera, this is allowed. So the Gemara assumes that just like this machlokas is here, that would be the machlokas in our case. Rabbi Elazar, who does not allow you to bring both animals up, he's the one that says Shabbos and Yontif are both Chomer. He's the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua, who has this Kula on Yontif, he's the author of the first Mishnah in the Perek, who says that on Yontif you have more Kulas than you have on Shabbos. So it's a machlokas Tanaim. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. How do you know that this is a parallel discussion? Dilma, Adkan l'kam Rabbi Elazar Hasam. Maybe Rabbi Elazar is only machmir there and does not allow you to bring up the second animal because there's another option. El de'ef sharpe parnasai. You could feed the animal down below in the pit. That's why he's machmir. Aval hacha de'lo ef sharpe parnasai lo. But in our case, where you don't have a choice in the matter, in some cases, maybe he would allow you to do it. Maybe he would be makel on Yontif. Yosef. In that case, it's different. Inami, or the other side. Adkan l'kab Rabbi Yeshua hasam el de efshar la'arume. When does Rabbi Yeshua allow you to bring both animals up? Because you have some way to do it in a mutter way, using a mutter type of ha'arama. Right? I want this one, I changed my mind. So that's where he would allow it. Aval hacha de efshar la'arume lo. But here, where there's no chance of ha'arama, what are you going to do? You have to put your fruit through the window. So it's a schlep. There's no ha'arama to help you. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would also ask her. So therefore, that machlokas is not parallel. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Maybe it's another machlokas. Again, what are we talking about? We're dealing with the stira between our Mishnah and the first Mishnah in the parak. Do you say that Shabbos and Yontif have the same Yisur Rabbanans, or do you say that Shabbos is more Chomer? So we said it's one machlokas Tanayim. We just rejected it. So El Amar Apava Lokasha, a second try. Habe Shammai, Habe Silel. Maybe it's our machlokas Habe Shammai, Habe Silel, which we had earlier. The Tanah, as the Mishnah said earlier on Daf Yud Beis, Be Shammai Omrim. Ain motzi and loas akatan veloas aluluv loas asever torah, which is a rabbin. Beishamai says you're not allowed to do carrying out. You're not allowed to do hotzaa shelo litzarech ochel nefesh. Remember then, Beishamai does not hold of the principle called mitoch. He does not say because you're allowed to do a malacha litzarech ochel nefesh, therefore you're allowed to do that malacha for anything. He does not hold of that. Beishamai says hotzaa is aser on yantif. Ubeis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel allows it. So Gemara says, just like Beis Hillel argue here about the Hotzah, so too in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah talk about? Tiltul, right? Schlepping the fruit. So they would argue about moving the fruit around. So Gemara answers, no, maybe it's not. Dilma, maybe it cannot, this is not a good suggestion. Lohi, adkal kamer Beis Shammai hasam ala Hotzah, but tiltul lo. Maybe Beis Shammai's Shita is only about Hotzah, carrying out. But moving objects, schlepping the fruit, tiltul lo. Maybe that's nothing to do with it. So maybe it's not a good machlokas. And the Gemara ends off rhetorically. Atu tiltul lafzarech hotzahi. What do you mean? He only says it by hotzah, not tiltul. Tiltul, the moving certain items on Yontif and Shabbos, the whole reason that they're aser is a chshash hotzah, chshash carrying out. And therefore you can't say that there's a chilek between tiltul and hotzah, and therefore this is the correct answer. The Mishnah here is the shita of Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Hei is the Shita of Beis Hillel. This line of the Gemara is the basis for one of the four reasons which we mentioned in Beit Adav Beis. The first thing we said in Masechas Beitza is, what's the reason for Muksa? Why did Chazal Aser Muksa? So we mentioned four different Pshatim. We mentioned three from the Rambam and one for the Ravid, but I didn't mention them, but the Ravid Shita is Rashi also. Let's do that one first. The Ravid in Baruch Av Dalid and Rashi here, and Rashi and Dafyad Beis, based on this line of the Gemara, it says, you know why there's a chazav of muksa? Gzeira shema yotzi. Because they ask certain things, because you might come to carry them out. Because you see, this Gemara says, there's a connection between tiltul and hotzah. So this line is the basis for that opinion. That tiltul and hotzah are connected. You might come to carry something out, and therefore Chazal asered you from touching certain items. Rashi even says in Dafyad Beis, Chazal should have asered you to touch anything on Shabbos. Right? What difference does it make? Right? But you have to live. You have to live. You have to eat. You have to eat forks. Right, they can't ask you touching forks and knives and spoons because what you can eat with your hands on Shabbos, right? So that's what Chazal had to say up till a point. That's why they only said certain types of muksas, the 14 types of muksas. That's what they said, but they didn't say everything. But that is Rashi and the Ravid. They say this Gemara proves it, that tiltul and hotzah. There are three other reasons, if you remember then, that the Rambam quotes for muksa. Either because, you know, some people don't do work the whole week, so they need a shvisa hanikeres, or number two, because you might come to do an iser carrying klisha maktol isers, or other reasons. The third reason, which I'm not going to look up now, maybe at the end we'll review them, but now let's do the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Masisan. So now we're getting back to a concept which we had in Maseches Eruvin. Fond memories. Habehema v'hakelim karagle haba'alim. There was a concept called an Eruv Tchumen. We mentioned a little bit actually earlier today. Eruv Tchumen. There is something called a Tchum Shabbos, and let's talk about the smaller Tchum, 2,000 Amos. For arguments, let's make it easier. I'm not in a city. Let's talk about a person who's in the middle of nowhere. So the 2,000 Amos, he's in the middle of a circle and a radius in all different directions. That's as far as he is allowed to walk on Shabbos or on Yontif. The halacha is, the Mishnah tells us, that not only does that apply to me, it applies to all of my objects. If I have a horse, so then my horse is only allowed to go on Shabbos and Yontif, 2,000 Amos, my tchum. And if I have water, that's going to be machlokas. If I have a pail, if I have food, any of my objects are subject to my Tchum Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Habehema vahakelim karagli habaalim. Animals and kalim are like the feet, literally, of their masters. Yes, yes, exactly. Going with somebody else, which the Mishnah will say in a second. The Pnei Yeshua just has the important ha'ara. What is this Mishnah doing here? Why isn't it in Maseches Eruvin? You know, why is this chiddush told to me by Yatav and not by Shabbos? So the Pnei Yeshua just says that, look, most people don't travel on Shabbos too much. They're basically home. Yantif, you're going to friends, you're going out, you're going to meet and greet. So Yantif, you're more around. So that's why, on Yantif, that's why the Mishnah's here. But really applies to both. Says the Mishnah, Hamoser behem tola b'no ola roeh. Let's say I give my animal on Yantif to my son or to my shepherd to guard. Hari eglu karagli ba'alim. So this animal is like my feet. Meaning, even though I've given it to them, it could only go according to my tchum because it was mine at the beginning of Shabbos and Yantif. Kalim, Yuchadim Lechman Achim. Let's say you have a case where a father dies, there is a bunch of assets that were not split up yet. But one of the assets is basically gonna go to one of the brothers. They're miyucha to one of the brothers. So Kalim Yuchadim Lechman Achim Shabbayis, Hari Eluka Raglov. So there's one asset that is basically designated for one brother. So then that asset is subject to the tchum of that brother. Vishain Miyuchadin, but if it is assets that are not miyuchad to any of the brothers, so hari elu kamachem shaholchin. So it's got to be, it can only go to the tchum of where all of them could go. So if some of them change that, what do you mean all of them? They're all here. No, if somebody changed their tchum, let's say one of them put an Erev tchum in to the north, because they're going to want to go to a shir in the next city, which is 3,000 amos away. So they're going to put their tchum 1,000 amos out, so that they move their tchum, as we said, the middle of their makom shvisa can be changed. On Shabbos, so then it has to be subject. These kalim that belong to all of them can only go where everybody's tchum could go. Hashol kli mechaver me'erev yantif. If I borrow a kli, if I borrow something on erev yantif, karagli hashoel. So then that belongs to me. Shoel has a certain level of kinyanim. It belongs to me when yantif starts, and therefore it's subject to my tchum, the borrower's tchum. Be yantif, but if I borrow something on yantif, karagle hamashiel. So then it goes by the lender's tchum, because it's his when yantif started. V'cheino isha shashala mechaverta tavlin umayim umelech lisasa. So to a woman who borrows ingredients on yantif from her friend, hari elu karagle shtein. That's subject to the tchum of both the borrower and the lender, because there are mixed ingredients here. There are some from me, some from her, so therefore it's subject to both of them. Rabbi Yehuda says, water, it does not apply. Water, you don't have to worry about the water in here. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a thick mixture where you don't see the water. So the water is not nikar, and therefore you don't have to worry about the tchum of the water. Says the Gemara, Mas nisan de lok Rabbi Dosa. Our Mishnah is going against Rabbi Dosa. Tanya, what does Rabbi Dosa say? Tanya Rabbi Dosa, Omer, Ba'amilo Abishol, Omer, Havokech, Mechavir, Be'erev Yantif. Let's say somebody buys an animal on Erev Yantif, but they just didn't get to pick it up. You know, I called the storekeeper and said, you know what, it's a little busy now, and I'm buying it. You know, here's my credit card number, and I'm going to come on tomorrow. You know, I'm going to shechtel tomorrow. I'll come tomorrow and pick it up. But it's really mine. So, Ava Bishlo Masrlo El Yantif, even though it wasn't given to him except on Yantif, Harehi Karakle Halokeach. That's called already the buyer's. Why? Because it's already his, right? The mistama, there's not going to be any retraction on the sale, and therefore the sale's done. But in this case, this is the case that's parallel to our Mishnah. If somebody gives their animal to a shepherd, even though you only gave it on Yantif, it's like the tchum of the shepherd. Stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you only give something on Yantif, it goes by the tchum of the owner. And this Rabbi Dosa seems to say, no, even if you give it on Yantif, it goes by the tchum of the shepherd. So isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Dosa? Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Dosa. Maybe our Mishnah can fit into Rabbi Dosa, v'lo kasha. Kan beroa echad, kan b'shnei roen. It depends how many shepherds are in town. If there's only one shepherd in town, and everybody knows that you're giving it to this shepherd, so it's as if you gave it to him before Yantif. And that's the case that Rabbi Dosa is talking about. That it's only one shepherd, and that's why it goes by the shepherd's tchum. But our Mishnah is a case of two shepherds, so that's why you don't know who's getting it before Yantif. So that's why you can't commit. That's why it goes by the tchum of the owner. Dekanami, and this seems like our Mishnah's case. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Diktani libno olaroesh mamina. The fact that our Mishnah gives two examples of who you're going to give it to your son or to your shepherd, makes it seem like you don't know the designation, and therefore, that's how we know the Mishnah is not against Rabbi Dos. Amar Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Yochanan states the halacha is like Rabbi Dosa. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Is this true? Could Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like Rabbi Dosa? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan halacha stam Mishnah. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like an all anonymous Mishnayis. V'tzana beim avakim kragle ba'olim. And our Mishnah says that it goes by the ba'olim, by the owner. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha is like Rabbi Dosa? Isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Dosa? Didn't we just say Masiz lo Rabbi Dosa? Gemara says 1 second. V'lahavu kibna kamber echad kam b'shnei ra'olim. No, we just worked out that it's not against our Mishnah. So don't worry about it. Our Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Dosa. So there's no problem with Rabbi Yochanan saying, Halacha is like Rabbi Dosa. Period. Okay, Tana Rabbana. So just to remember the, besides the concept of Tchumin, we know there's a concept called Erev Tchumin. If I want to change my Tchum on Shabbos or Yontif, so what do? I'm, let's say, in the middle of 2000 Amos, where I am. So I'm in my city. But I want to go far out to the north on Shabbos. So what am I allowed to do? I'm allowed to take a box of masses or whatever it is and put it towards the north to extend my tchum. My tchum is now 2,000 amos from that box of masses. The only problem is, in whatever direction I go, I lose in the other direction. If I'm extending to the north, I'm going to lose to the south. If I'm going 1,000 amos to the north, and therefore now I have 3,000 amos to the north, because I put my tchum 1,000 amos out, I now only have 1,000 amos to the south, and that's it. Because I've changed the center of my shvisa on Shabbos or Yontif, that's the halacha there of tchumim. I'd like to have that. That's, by the way, why we spoke about, in the Mishnah says in Maseches Erevin, if you remember, that you can't make an erev tchum for somebody without their permission. Because that's not just a schus, it's also a chova. Because you're being mezakeh them in one direction, but you're being mechayeh them in the other direction. Erev tchumin is a total schus. I'm sorry, erev chatzeris is a total schus. So zachal adam shalom afanav, but erev tchumin is not. So it says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, shnayim shishalu cholok echad b'shutfiz. Let's say we both borrowed a shirt. Right, we ran out of clean shirts. We borrowed a shirt for Shantif. We both wanted it to do for two different things. One of us wants to go to a simcha on Friday night, and one of us wants to go to the Beis Medrash Shabbos morning. The question is, though, that they're in different directions. And we each have a different tchum in mind when we borrow this one shirt. So ze'ir evelah b'tzafon, ze'ir evelah b'tzadarom. One goes to the north, one goes to the south. So says the Gemara, so you're stuck. This shirt could only go to the places where both of you could go. Ze'ir evelah b'tzafon, mahalach b'tzafon. Whoever was ma'arif to the north could go to the north, but only up to karagli mishe'ir evelah b'tzadarom. Only as much as the darom guy could go. Because this shirt is stuck. This shirt has two tchumin and they're both work. So this one who says it to the north could only go as much as the south guy could also go. According to one who sends it to the south, can only walk to the south as much as the north guy could go to the south. Let's say they each put their tchum on the outer border. They put it 2,000 amos from where they are. So says the Gemara, this shirt is stuck. You can't go anywhere with this shirt because in any, even one amma in one direction is something that the other person cannot go, and therefore the shirt is basically useless. Next time, talk it over with your friends before borrowing a shirt together. Itmar. It may be right. It might be, well, yes, he's Anna. It says like it's right. It's useless. Therefore, it might be muksa. Itmar, probably not. I mean, a shirt inherently is a kli. You can wear it right there. Right. You can wear it right there. Itmar. So not a shirt. Let's say you have something that can be split. You have a barrel of wine or an animal that you bought b'shutfis. So then you split it up on yontif. So the question is, the part that you get, can you take to where your tchum is? So obviously this is going to get into the issues of breira. That's tomorrow's daf. So Rav Amar Chavis Buterav Sifay B'hema Asura. So Rav says, the barrel of wine is mutter. You can split it up on yontif and you can each take it to whichever direction you set your tchum. Ubehema asur, but the animal, you shecht it on yontif and you split it up, so that is asur. You cannot take that any farther than each of your tchumen. Ushmuel amr chavis nami asur. Shmuel says no. Shmuel has a consistent shita that both things are asur to take, except to places where both of you could go. So Micah's of a Rav. The Gemara is bothered by Rav's opinion. What's the difference between the barrel of wine and the animal? Ikasavar yesh breira. If Rav holds yesh breira, which again means that a later event can make clear the earlier time in history, and therefore, once later on I split it up, I could say it's as if it was split up before Yontif, and it's as if this was mine and this was yours, and that's why we could each take it to the side of the city which we made the tchum. So if we hold Yesh Reira Afila Behemoth history, so that even the animal should be mutter to take to our respective directions. Vikas of our Ein Reira, and if we hold no Reira Afila Chavis Nami Asura, so then the barrel should be Asur to both directions. So what's Shmuel? We understand. Shmuel holds Ein Reira, so both are Asur. But according to Rav, what's the difference between the barrel and the animal? It says the Gemara, La'olam kazav yesh breira. Really, Rav holds a yesh breira, and therefore things should be mutter. Aye, so why is the animal asur? V'shanya behema, dekayan ki tzachumen mehadadi. Why the animal is asur? Because even when you get your piece of the animal on Yontif morning, that animal has some nutrients, have some items from the whole animal is alive and well when Yontif starts. And all the nutrients are floating around the animal in all different directions. So even though you get certain amount, you get a certain part of the animal, but that was yonek, that was nourished by the other parts of the animal. So you have stuff that belongs to, you know, you can't be mechalik between different parts of the animal, because it's all one unit that lives off each other. And that's why an animal is going to be a problem, even if you hold a yesh breira. Amalei Rav Kahana, one more line. Amalei Rav Kahana, Ravasi L'Rav, L'Isser, Muxel, L'Chashu, L'Shet, Chum, and Chashashu. One second, ask the Gemara. So what does Rav say? The behema is usser, right? You're not allowed to move it, because it belongs to both of them. So it says, Rav's worried, he's not worried. It sounds like that Rav is only mema'it, the place where it can be metaltel around, but not that it's also metaltel. It sounds like Rav says it's more to be metaltel, it's just that you can't take it outside the tchum. Ask the Gemara, why is that? Shouldn't Rav be worried about the muksa issue? If it belonged to your friend, so it should be totally muksa. Right? Not just worried about the isra of tchum. Answers the Gemara, Shasik Rav. Rav did not have an answer to that question. Period. The next Gemara, we're going to stop here because the next Gemara starts the issue of Reira. Tell us, just ask Rashi, what are you talking about? So it belongs to somebody else. Why does that make it Muksa? So it belongs to somebody else. What's the...
You're Conan at that point.
Yeah.
You're Conan until you actually do the Shlita, and then you split up the pieces.
You split up the... Correct.
So the point is, if you're saying, if you hold like this, when you say that before Yontif was still alive, and up to that minute it's exchanging nutrients... Then, but you said you split it up before Yontif, then you're really taking something that is...
Well, up to that minute... So what that you're creating, but the Kinyan aspect doesn't make it Muksa. The Gemara seems to be asking, according to Rashi, you know, isn't it Muksa? What do you mean, is it a Muksa? Just because it belongs to my friend, it's Muksa, and I shouldn't be able to move it at all? The only issue is Tchum. What do you mean, it's Muksa? So that's what Tosas Kasha. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with an answer for Rashi from the Pnei Yoshua, but that's why Tosas doesn't like the Pashas of the Gemara. Just because something is, belongs to my... I could eat my friend's food on Shabbos and Yontif.
So
Tosfos says, so what if you're being Kona'it? That doesn't make it Muksa. Let's say I was never Kona'it. There's no issue of Muksa. No issue of Muksa. You've got to move other people's items on Shabbos and Yontif. Shol Shalomi Das is a separate issue.
But here you're saying it's yours. That's the difference.
Oh, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. Anyway, so Tosfos himself gives a different answer. Maybe it's a no lot issue. The animal just became bigger. Yeah.
Why is the fact that it's nourished stop you from using Brera?
The fact that it's nourished stop you from using Brera?
Yeah, the fact that it nourishes from itself.
Because right when you get, I guess because you can never be mevarer really, a total separation. Because it's constantly nourished from each other, even up to the second that you cut it, so you can't say that this piece was what you were supposed to get then, because then this wasn't this piece. This piece is created every second of the way, so we're going to try to throw the future back into the past. It might relate to the Achronim discussions, which we mentioned, is Breira l'mafreya l'mafreya or Mekana l'haba l'mafreya. So maybe that came mechalik regarding your question. But you're right, this overrides Breira. Okay, but that's tomorrow, Amud Aleph. We'll stop here. My Hava Allah is, what do we hold about Breira? So we're going to get to some of the cases that we've had already and some new cases as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And I go ahead.